Hi, folks. I'm Bob Schrupp, physical therapist.
Brad Heineck, physical therapist.
We're the most famous physical therapists on the internet.
In our opinion, of course, Bob.
Today, we're going to talk about six exercises to kill chronic foot pain. And plus, we're doing a giveaway.
That's something new, Bob.
Yeah, that's really not, because we're always doing giveaways. If you're
right.
New to our channel, please take a second to subscribe to us. We provide videos on a stay healthy, fit, pain-free, and we upload every day. And yes, join us on our social media channels or outlets, I don't know what you want to call them, bobandbrad.com. You go to the giveaway section, and it'll show what we're giving away today, and I'll mention it in just a minute. Also, Facebook, Bob and Brad. We'll have it pinned at the top of the page.
Pinned at the top. Are we going to show them, Bob?
Right here. This is the Renfo foot massager, and you know, this is like perfect timing, Brad. Imagine that.
Right.
Because we're talking about chronic foot pain. This baby in itself, you probably don't even have to watch the video. This would probably take care of it. Most of the people that we have tried this absolutely love it. I mean,
you put your
your
foot right in there without your shoes on, of course. It massages. It puts some gentle compression on there to get the swelling out. It's a nice unit.
Yeah, it's got three settings to it. It's got heat, which doesn't really work that well, to be honest with you. I don't think the heat works. I mean, it doesn't. You just don't feel that much heat.
Yeah.
But the massage alone is well worth it. So, all right. So what are the six exercises, Brad?
You're asking me.
No, I'm going to tell you. So the first one that I think almost everybody should do, and this is especially if you have chronic foot pain, so I'm going to slip my shoe off here. What you want to do, a lot of people are having trouble with the band on the bottom of their foot, basically the fascia.
Right. So the plantar fascia?
The plantar fascia. That's where plantar fasciitis comes from. But even if you don't have that, a lot of times this band is tight.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want you to do is you're going to go ahead and you're going to grab – the band goes all the way up into the toes. Would it be better with my shoe – my sock off? Sure.
Well, maybe for the video, but not for me.
Yeah, not for you. But so you see the band there. You might even be able to catch a little bit of it there.
Yeah.
So now that band goes right up into the toes. So I want you to grab the toes and pull. So you're going to pull the ankle this way and the toes this way and just give it a good stretch. Good, like 30-second stretch, or you can do pressure on, pressure off.
Sure.
Pressure on, pressure off. Do this throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to help, especially if plantar fasciitis, but even just foot pain on the bottom of the foot. All right, the second one I want you to do is actually stretch your heel cord.
Oh, sure.
You want to do that one, Brad?
So the heel cord is from the heel. It's the muscle that goes up, the calf muscle, all the way up to the knee. There's two primary muscles there. And we got a couple devices that really work well.
The gastrocnemius and the soleus, by the way, the two muscles.
Yep. So with this particular one.
Now, we're going to show you how to do it without a device, too. But
right.
I really like this as I use this every morning.
This one's got a nice cam action on it, so it gives you a lot of mechanical leverage. Plus, it's got a toe wedge, which extends the toe, which does the same thing Bob was talking about.
That's why I like it. It's a great stretch before running or walking. So...
And then
it's just easy to rock on it and stretch
it. You can do the same pressure on, pressure off 10 times or hold it up to 30 seconds. If you want, you can just get an incline board like this. This one I made. We have a video on how to make one if you got someone handy around the house. They're relatively simple if you got a saw and some plywood. Or you can buy these two. And now and this works really well. I like this. I use this one at home just because I have one. And
By the way, this is called the Pro Stretch Plus.
Thank you.
The Pro Stretch Plus. That's the plus is the extra toe thing. Do you want to show Brad how you could just do it? You know, you could do it without anything here.
Sure. Can you zoom over this way, Liz?
He's going to show it against the wall.
Yeah. So, and this works not as well as the devices we show, but pretty good. It works fine. It works better with a shoe on. Make sure your toe is not pointed this way. It should be straight towards the wall. Put the heel down and lean into the wall.
So again, it's important to stretch this whole complex here.
Sure.
This kind of, you know, I know they call it like the posterior chain when they talk up by the hip and stuff, but it's the same down here. This is all connected here. And so the more stress you can take off that, the less stress you're putting on the foot. Next
right.
one. Next two are going to be strengthening ones. So the first one is just real simple. I want you to – you're going to strengthen both the gastroc soleus and the soleus also, or gastrocnemius and the soleus, but you're also going to strengthen the bottom of the foot, a little bit of the intrinsic.
Sure.
There. So basically, I'm just going to have you raise up on your toes and raise up on your heels.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can do it next to a countertop or a chair, And you can do these throughout the day. It's really great to do these just as a strengthening one, so you don't take a lot of time out of your day just when you're even coming and talking to your spouse or your loved ones.
It happens to be a great one for balance as well. If your balance is off or you're elderly, and we do use this one not just for pain, but balance and strengthening, it all fits together.
Yeah, easy one to do throughout the day. Next one, Brad's going to show the zigzags.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to get the muscles that are more lateral and medial. So inside, outside, it's going to catch all those.
Yep. So when your ankle goes this way, that's normally the way you sprain it. But this actually strengthens the muscles. So this you need to have your shoes on, something a little grippy on a floor like this, so it offers some resistance. And you go back and forth like this. And you go about 5 or 10 feet one direction, and then you go the other way. And again, we're not just strengthening the ankles and the feet. Actually, you're working some of the hip muscles as well. If that's too easy, you simply go on 1 foot. And if you have a cane or something or a stick to hold, that works good for balance. You may not need it.
You look like quite the dancer there, Brad.
Oh, yeah. Well, Fred Astaire was, you know.
You taught him, huh?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, this is one of his techniques that he doesn't show many. He didn't
That's
show
right.
Many
he didn't
people.
Show much.
Yeah.
All right, so we showed two exercises for stretching. We showed two exercises for strengthening. Now we're going to show two massages that you can do.
Right.
Very simple. If you don't have the machine, that is.
Right.
So the first one is just you're going to do a circle massage. And it's easy just to take your thumbs. I'm in a little bit of a bad position here because I'm trying to do it on the side. But, boy, my foot is sensitive.
Ooh.
I mean, I can. So I'm just taking my thumbs and I'm making circles. And you can work the whole foot this way. It's a lot easier if I go like this, you know, but I'm trying to demonstrate at the same time. So
you can't get your wife to do this for you?
Oh, no, that's not going to happen. She's not getting anywhere near my feet. She just won't.
I don't blame her.
Her hands
She's a smart woman.
She wants to keep her hands, apparently. So, all right, so that's the circle massage. You can work through it. And then you do what we call the spleen massage. So you put your thumbs together and you pull them apart like this. Thumbs together. Pull them apart. I'm putting pressure on. Boy, my feet are sensitive.
Well, Bob, I don't know what to tell you about that.
Yeah, jeez.
Yeah.
I should be doing this more often.
You're going to have to wash your hands.
Yeah, I know.
But here, we're working at stretching the tissues plus increasing circulation. That's all good.
You can even go up into the heel.
Sure.
But this is by far the most sensitive spot.
Typically, the plantar fascia is here.
Right. This is usually where the plantar fasciitis is.
The pain presents itself.
So you're going to show an alternative?
Well, yeah. Actually, you know, you can take a tennis ball or here's a lacrosse ball. And that can be good for a massage. And you can just work it. Now, I'm going to work that. And you work it wherever it feels good. If you hit a spot that's really tender, you can work at it. But only continue if it starts to feel better over the next 20 or 30 seconds. You don't want to irritate it. But you do want to – sometimes a sore spot will work its way out after about that long, and then you know you're good.
And sometimes where you're kind of alluding to the fact you should work around the sore spots.
There you go. Yeah. Now, this literally is at the grocery store right before you check out.
Sure.
That is the neatest thing. And it's actually got nice –
little spikes.
Little spiky things on there, but it's soft and actually lights up, which is a nice thing. But that really – changes compared to the lacrosse ball or the tennis ball, the little knobbies on there helps it. And so
it's not too much?
That's cost me $2.
No, but I mean it's not too much as far as the spikes.
No, it's not too aggressive. This one is not. It's soft and it's a little squishy. It just adds a little bit. And sometimes that can be helpful with the painful
foot. Can I see it once?
Oh, yeah. Be careful with it, though.
So there goes my light. Oh, you're right.
It is, yeah. Now, I thought, you know, some of the simplest things could be so nice to use.
So there you go. Remember, Brad and I can fix just about anything.
Except for
a broken heart.
But we're working on it.
We try to work on it anyway when we got spare time.
I don't know if this is going to help, but it's still nice on the feet.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.